Mary had also been mean to Churchill's servants, which Elizabeth Van Loo did not tolerate, not only on humanitarian grounds. Her servants and other African Americans in Richmond became an important part of her espionage operation. Though Robert E. Lee feared slaves were a security risk, most Confederate intelligence officers did not believe blacks were mentally capable of disclosing much military information. It was illegal, after all, to teach slaves to read and write. So even with a rigid pass system for blacks, they enjoyed the freedom denied to most whites to travel near military sites. Rebel pickets usually let African Americans pass without a search, considering them stupid and harmless. Van Loo knew otherwise. Her slaves like Oliver Lewis and the brothers James and Peter Roan became couriers carrying messages to Union lines. She had a vegetable garden at her farm outside Richmond, which made a ready excuse for her servants to go in and out of the city. No one inspected the servants' muddy old brogans or the egg baskets they carried for messages Van Loo had hidden in them. Richmond's underground members also had the services of some of the city's more than 2,500 free blacks, who were subject to restrictions like slaves and had to carry papers proving they were free. Sylvanus T. Brown, a free black who owned a small farm 3 miles from the Charles City Courthouse and was forced to leave his property at times to work on Confederate fortifications, guided Union spies across rebel lines into Richmond and took out prison escapees in his horse-drawn cart. William Brisby, free black wheelwright and blacksmith who owned 50 acres in New Kent County, Virginia, also helped evacuate Union escapees, along with runaway slaves. He usually brought a load of tobacco in the cart bearing his escapees to sell to Union soldiers, and passed along intelligence to their commanders that he had collected along the way. Twice Brisby was put in Castle Thunder on suspicion of giving information to Yankees.